And it's not on its way. It's arrived. From the moment Putin became president of the Russian Federation, he had an agenda. We've seen it unfold bit by bit, and he's got the money to back it up, all that gas and oil. I think he's capable of anything. And there's something else about him that's very dangerous indeed. And what would that be? He's a patriot. Mars swallowed his drink. But enough of that. Come and let me introduce you to my guests. Most of the guests were not too important, mostly minor attachés of one kind or another. The big fish were either in Brussels already or on the way there. After a little bit of talk, Blake stood in the corner, and soon Mars joined him. So, if you're flying off tonight, you're not staying at the Embassy House off South Audley Street. Right. My luggage is there, though, and I'm expecting Sean Dillon and Billy Salter to pick me up and deliver me to Farley Field to join Ferguson. Ferguson's promoted young Salter to be an agent in the Secret Intelligence Service, I understand. Yes. Mind you, Ferguson had to obliterate Salter's criminal records from the files to get him in. But he and Dillon make quite a team. You could say that. An East End gangster and the most fearsome enforcer the Provisional IRA ever had. Quite a combination. As they talked, Blake noticed someone observing them. A man with Slavic features, an excellent suit, and an eager smile. He was going heavy on the vodka, and as Blake watched, took another from a waiter's tray. Mars half-turned and murmured to Blake, "Colonel Boris Lushkov, senior commercial attaché for the Embassy of the Russian Federation. Of course, he's actually head of station for the GRU. They're all something else over there. Would you like a word?" "If I must..." Mars waved. Lushkov gulped another vodka and rushed over, smiled ingratiatingly and shook hands. "A great pleasure, Mr. Ambassador." "Why, Boris, I thought you'd be in Brussels."
"That is reserved for those more important than I."
He glanced inquiringly at Blake. Mars said, "Mr. Johnson is on his way to Brussels this evening. It seems the President can't talk to your boss without him."
"Blake Johnson? Mr. Johnson, your reputation goes before you."
Lushkov shook hands. His hand was damp and shook a little. "Yes, well, just another day at the office," Blake said, and suddenly it had enough. "You'll excuse me. I must thank you for the offer of the Embassy House, Frank. I'll stop over another time."
"Of course."
Lushkov watched as Blake went to fetch his raincoat, then immediately went into a corner and called a number on his mobile phone.
"He's on his way now to the Embassy House."
"Yes. Do it now."
He switched off and went down to the cloakroom. Blake refused a car and accepted an umbrella, went down the steps into the square and walked towards South Audley Street. He made a brief call on his mobile and was answered by Sean Dillon in the passenger seat of Harry Salter's Aston Martin. Billy was driving.
"Where are you?" Sean demanded.
"Moving down to the Embassy House. I felt like the walk, the rain, all that stuff. The romance of a great city."
"You damn fool. You know you're a marked man."
"Anybody special at the embassy?"
"As a matter of fact, yes, a guy called Boris Lushkov. Station head of the GRU, apparently."
"Elliot," Sean said.
"You know the moment you landed here the GRU are on you, don't you?"
He switched off.
"Where is he?"
Billy demanded, pulling his hat down.
"Near the Embassy House. Make it fast. Pass him, in fact. Go straight up that little side lane, turn in there. Whoever's up to no good is probably parked by the house. I'll..."